I mean, obviously, we've had a plan in place trying to get a certain amount of throws for each guy so we could evaluate them, you know, so that's been in place. And no, I don't know. We'll see how we play this week.
Gary, what's the decision on Trevor to hold?
He just couldn't throw today. He's got, like I told you guys, he's got a very sore shoulder, and we made that tackle the other night. He did take run game and stuff in practice, took individual, but was unable to throw today, so we'll see where we're at tomorrow.
Is it still to start him?
Oh, yeah. My plan, I expect him to be there, but it's going to be a day-to-day process, it looks like, you know, as we get him ready to go.
What would you call it, improved?
I guess, yeah. He's not used to tackling.
What do you come down on quarterbacks, especially in the preseason, trying to make a tackle on a turnover?
Oh, I think that's normal. Them, you know, he's trying to prevent a touchdown, so you got to let guys play, you know, obviously. So he was the last line of defense there, it looked like to me, I think, at about the 3-yard line. So. But he's going to be okay, you know. You don't ever want to lose a player, but they're going to compete. You know, they're going to react the right way.
Running the scout team and getting to go against the ones, how much does that help, Paxton?
It definitely helps, but, boy, is it tough. I mean, the kids out here today running the Rams offense, the Broncos offense, you know, it's very, very difficult. I shouldn't say that because he's going to know I said that. But that's what gives you a chance to get better, you know, and it's you got to wear a lot of hats, you know, playing in the NFL. If you're going to be a young player on a team, you got to come out here on a given day and do a lot of things and work the other team's stuff good and work your stuff good, you know. So that's what he's learning, you know. Without Trevor practicing today, obviously his reps picked up. So, you know, but that goes for a lot of guys too.
Jay, when will you decide how you will do the order?
Probably the end of the week. Yeah. I'm going to see how, like I say, I expect Trevor to be ready to go. We'll see.
It's
easy for me to balance because I got a lot of issues going on, you know. It's hard for me to balance with you guys because that's what y'all want to talk about. But when I walk off here, I can promise you there's a lot of balance going on. You know, we got tight end issues right now. You know, young kids got a hamstring and been out, you know. Offensive line, we're beat up. We got some things going on there. Trying to continue to work through it. As a coach, your mind's always set for opening the day. That's where you're trying to get your football team, you know. So, that's what I'm trying to do right now, and also make sure that I'm able to make these decisions I've got to make.
Marcus Ware, how much did he work today?
You know, Ron, he came out, he did all the individual, all the walkthrough, and then he went with Luke for about 20 minutes and worked even harder, and then came back and watched the end with us. So Marcus is doing good. He's right on schedule to get to Carolina, which is where we're trying to go. But you'll see him do a little bit more each day.
If Weems is out, or I guess where does Weems stand in his Schofield in line then to play?
Weems is doing well, but he's in the protocol, so I don't know what step he's in right now or whatever. So obviously if he's not there this weekend, then probably Michael will start at right guard. We'd like to see McGovern also there as we work the group, you know. So, you know, we're trying to find our starting right guard for opening day. And, you know, I think Ty still has a chance to get there, but, you know, we got to keep going here.
Was not out.
You know what? He got sick on us this morning. He was at work this morning. Obviously, he's scheduled to be out here and go full go today. He got sick. We got a few things going on. Derek Wolf's got a personal issue that he's dealing with right now that we're letting him deal with today. Dakota Watson, the same thing. Anybody else I'm missing? Got a couple guys missing, but Akeem's just sick.
Back to DeMarcus. Where is there any regular season plan to ease him into things, or does it just depend on his body?
Well, definitely, you know, if we get to Carolina and he's playing, that has been the plan all along, you know. So, but you're not going to send him out there and play 60 plays. So, yeah, there'll be a plan in place, just like as if he was starting off the preseason. Yeah.
In terms of comparing week 3 of the exhibition in your history, mm-hmm. are you guys at the same level of progression or in the same kind of mindset, or are you in a little bit of a different place because of the things that we've gone?
Our preparation will be just like the regular season, if that's what you're asking me. So we're going through our routine and what we do on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, coaches, everything. So our preparation is that way. You know, we're going to play more than we've played, definitely those type of things. But, you know, what's the magnitude of it compared to a regular season game? You know, I don't know how to gauge that, you know. But the key is for us to get to Carolina with our football team intact and ready to go. So we got a lot of work to get that done.
You want to run the ball and be physical. That's kind of how your offense. Can you do enough of that in this preseason to see it while you're trying to figure out?
I think we run the ball pretty well, you know, especially last week we ran the ball really well. Did not run the ball much in the first week, I don't think, numbers-wise. But I think our run games look pretty good out here in practice against a really good group. And we got a lot of confidence that we're going to be able to do that. So, but on any given day, you know, I still think we're a pretty good wide receiver and we're able to make some plays. So just got to keep working.
From a coaching perspective, did everything that happened last year make this year with the transition any easier?
What do you mean for?
Just in terms of managing the team, everything, all the drama around the quarterback position.
I think there's always going to be something, you know. This is different. I mean, obviously I've been doing this a long time, and then this is different, you know, with the situation and two very young players, you know, that type of thing. So, I think they've worked, like I've told you over and over again, you know, they've worked extremely hard. They've all done good things. And, you know, here we are at the end of camp. So it's time to, you know, make some decisions and go. But they're working their tails off, and I'm proud of all three of them.
What's the learning curve been like for Adam Gotsis, both coming back from an ACL and just being?
Yeah, Adam's not a guy who grew up playing a lot of football and stuff. So, you know, I think that has been a change for him, and, you know, knowledge of football and those type of things. I think what Bill asked of a defensive lineman, I think he's had to adjust to that, and yet he's had to overcome his knee issue too. So I think Adam's had a lot going on, but he's a good kid. He's worked hard. To me, he's getting better every week.
Will you pick a punter this week, after this week?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to see. We're going to have to pick a lot of things here pretty quick. I'm like, we're running out of picking time.
I guess we'll go back to asking your quarterback questions.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Y'all have a great day.